Scott Brown builds massive momentum in first Senate campaign week with 100-plus endorsements across New Hampshire. By Jasmine Jordan on July 2, 2025. U.S. Senate candidate Scott Brown, R., is kicking off his campaign with more than 100 endorsements from across all 10 New Hampshire counties, signaling early statewide enthusiasm in his bid to challenge Democrat Representative Chris Pappas. This isn't just a list of names. It's a movement of people who love this state and believe we deserve stronger, more accountable leadership in Washington, Brown said. They represent the backbone of New Hampshire, hardworking, honest, and independent. The base of endorsements includes figures from New Hampshire's political, military, and civic leadership, including state senators, representatives, veterans, business owners, gun rights activists, former party chairs, and community advocates. Current elected officials backing Brown include Republican state senators Bill Gannon and Kevin Everett, along with more than 20 state representatives from towns and cities such as Salem, Hudson, Franklin, Manchester, Rochester, Deerfield, Londonderry, Bedford, Hampton, Kingston, and Alton. Local leaders like County Commissioner Steve Godew of Salem and officials from Seabrook, Allenstown, Plastow, and Swansea have also endorsed his campaign. Among the former elected officials standing with Brown are former Senate President Tom Eaton of Spofford, former State Senator David Currier of Henniker, former state reps John Valera of Windsor, Kimberly Abari of Salem, and Pat Abrami of Stratham. Military and veteran representation in Brown's coalition includes retired General Don Bolduc of Stratham, Dean Roy of Meredith, Hillary Seeger of Alexandria, John Ringel of Hampton Falls, and Mike York of Swansea. A number of Republican Party organizers are also behind Brown's bid, including former NGOP Chair Chris Ager of Amherst, Bill McFadden of New Boston, Bonnie Moore of Spofford, Bruce Perlow of Grafton, Dan LeClaire of Swansea, Juliana Bergeron of Keene, Ray Chadwick of Bedford, and Scott Sampson of Spofford. The campaign has also attracted broad support from local professionals and grassroots leaders across the state. Notable names include Angela Houlihan of Merrimack, Annie Kelly of Greenland, attorney Frank Simler of Dover, Beth Varney of Alton, Bill Hamlin of Hanover, Bruce Fenton of Durham, Chris Olson of Portsmouth, Christine Kalinowski of Leominster, and Dr. Ariana Brown-Hendry of Portsmouth. Other figures involved include Dr. Dorothy Hitchmith of New London, Dr. Jason Giles of Bedford, Ed Lesius of Merrimack, George Grant of Sunapee, Joy Tarbell of Bartlett, Phil Grietzo of Bedford, and Rick Olson of Londonderry, president of the Londonderry Fish and Game Club. Dozens more residents from every corner of the state have also joined the coalition, further building momentum in Brown's first week on the trail. Our campaign is organizing and recruiting new supporters every single day to earn this nomination and defeat Chris Pappas, Brown stated.